Columbus City Council brings a busy year to an end tonight with their final meeting of 2019. Here to let us know what's on tap tonight and to recap some of the biggest stories of the year is WOSU's Nick Evans. Nick, some interesting legislation on tonight's agenda.
Yeah, probably the biggest thing that people will notice is the local bump stock repeal. That's happening because a federal rule change means that it's now a felony at the federal level. And at the state level, it appears it would qualify as dangerous ordnance, which is a fifth-degree felony there, too. What's more, there's a background check provision for short-term rentals like Airbnb, and a couple of new economic development measures in the Franklinton area, new community authorities, sort of like Bridge Park and New Albany.
So let's look back at the rest of 2019. Council really did do a lot. Perhaps the most high-profile thing was approving public money for the new Crew Stadium.
Right. So if 2018 was about saving it, 2019 was about what do you do now? So the city started out with a $50 million commitment. 38 of that was for redeveloping Montfrey Stadium. $12 million was for needed infrastructure directly connected to the new stadium itself, whenever that came online. And then that jumped because the city agreed to put in $60-odd million for the broader Confluence Community Village, right, that surrounds this proposed new stadium. Here's how Mayor Andrew Ginther explained the increase.
There's infrastructure dollars for the rest of the neighborhood, the development, and then there's infrastructure dollars directly connected to the stadium. And so we're excited about this.
And that story broke when the Columbus Dispatch reported on what appeared to be a second budget for the stadium that the city had not been touting. A big change that council actually approved in 2018 but really didn't come to fruition until 2019 is changes to the appointment process for new members, which has been pretty controversial at times.
Right. So this is seen by critics of council as a way to sort of benefit new members. Going back over the past like 20 or 30 years, the vast, vast, vast majority of council members got their start as through an appointment. They made changes this year for two vacancies. You got to see the long list of potential candidates, the short list, and then they also held public hearings so people could weigh in one way or the other. Council has defended the appointment process saying, you know, if we tried to run an election every time there was a vacancy, it would just be too expensive.
Another change that affects council itself is campaign finance reforms that they passed in 2019. City leaders touted this as a really big deal. Good government groups, though, not as enthusiastic.
Right. So the city chose its number by tying it to state campaign finance limits, which go by the election cycle. The city decided to do it annually. Now, they're $10,000 a year, but indexed for inflation. After adjustments this year, that's about $13,300. If you compare that to a federal office seeker, that federal office seeker can only get like $2,700 in a given cycle. Catherine Turser of Common Cause Ohio explains that this limit just really isn't much of a limit at all.
They established a limit because right now the limit's the sky is the limit at the moment, but it doesn't actually limit their contributions in any meaningful way.
Finally, Nick, we should say that in 2019, the city changed its marijuana law, marijuana possession charges, minor possession anyway, basically on par with a parking ticket now.
Right. So under the local measure, people caught with less than 100 grams of marijuana would be fined just $10. And people caught with 100 to 250 grams would be fined $25. This was a big item for Council President Shannon Harden. He explained he was really interested in making sure that this happened because of ongoing racial disparities in enforcement. Columbus joined a number of other cities in the state that have passed similar sorts of moves to lower the penalties for simple possession.
Columbus City Council closes a busy 2019 with its meeting tonight. We've been looking back at some of the year's biggest stories with WOSU's Nick Evans. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime.